Welcome to WICE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. Later this month, on April 27, the Fountain Street Church is hosting a Mass, but it might not be a Mass that you would typically expect to see in a church. No, there are hundreds of people who will be singing, dancing, and acting during this Mass. I have Austin McWilliams here today. He is the choir director at Fountain Street Church and the director of choral activities at Aquinas and the conductor of Bernstein's Mass. Austin, thank you so much for being here today. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I gave a teaser about Bernstein's Mass, but it's not Mass. It's not a Catholic Mass in that sense. Can you tell us a little bit about what it really is?
Yeah, so the official title of the piece is Mass, a theater piece for singers, players, and dancers. So as Bernstein himself said, it's not actually a Mass. It is a theater piece about a Mass. And at the center of the Mass is the celebrant, the priest, the star of the show, if you will, who is experiencing a spiritual crisis, a crisis of faith. And he's being torn in different directions by the various choirs and other ensembles who participate in this work. Should he believe in God? Does God exist? What role should the church play in our society today? These are the questions he's plagued by, which sort of leads to his mental demise by the end, and then rebuilding by the community around him.
Tell me a little bit about the folks who are involved in putting this on, and then we'll get a little bit more into kind of the plot and how this theater piece came to be. But who is involved in this performance that we'll see on April 27th?
For sure. So the Fountain Street Church Oratorio Choir is the official organization that is doing this. They've been doing an oratorio every year in the spring since the 80s. And so this is the one that we've chosen this year, although it's not strictly speaking an oratorio. So the oratorio choir consists of members of the Fountain Street Church Choir regularly, as well as other community members. Because this piece is so large, we have many other organizations involved in this one, including singers from West Michigan Opera Project, of course, singers from Aquinas College, where I also teach. We have dancers from Deos Contemporary Ballet. We have the celebrant, who's coming in from Cleveland. We have an orchestra of 21 people, many of whom are players in the Grand Rapids Symphony. We also have a children's chorus from volunteers from throughout the city. So it's taking an entire village to put this on, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's more than 100 people.
Yeah, I would say, I think it's about 122 people is where we've settled.
Is that pretty typical for this performance, having a cast that big?
No, absolutely. Oh, for the Mass, yes, that is typical.
Okay.
In fact, technically speaking, we're doing the chamber version of the Mass, which is still the full Mass with all the music. It's just a smaller orchestration. But the orchestra would usually sit somewhere around 70 to 100 people. So I would say the most performances of the Mass, if you're going to go all out, would be over 200 people. But this one will still be pretty big, especially in terms of the history of the Fountain Street Oratorio.
Yeah, that word, I was going to ask you about it. I don't know what that word is. Oratorio?
Oratorio, yeah. So it's essentially a choral genre. It's a genre that usually takes an orchestra and a chorus and soloist, and it tells a story. It tells a narrative. So probably the most famous oratorio of all time is Handel's Messiah, which of course tells the story of Jesus all the way from birth to death. So this, the Fountain Street Church Choir does an oratorio every year of some sort. This piece, again, is not strictly speaking an oratorio. It's actually unique. It doesn't quite fit any of the typical genres that we classify classical music in. It's not quite an oratorio. It's not quite a Mass, of course. It's not really an opera either, or a musical theaters, a Broadway show. It's really just sort of its own thing, which is what makes it unique in the classical music canon.
So let's talk about the plot a little bit. I know one of the themes is that kind of reckoning with your own religious beliefs and coming to terms with that and figuring that out. How do you think that's going to relate with folks here in West Michigan?
Oh, man, what a good question. Well, so Bernstein was very proudly Jewish and really embraced the Jewish tradition of having a conversation with God and almost questioning God. And of course, this is something that we do at Fountain Street all the time. At Fountain Street, we don't really believe that there are necessarily answers to any of these things, but we're happy to ask the questions. And I think that given the state of our society, of course, declining church attendance and really declining faith, not just necessarily in God or in institutionalized religion, but in maybe everything in many of our society's institutions at large, religious or not. For me, this piece, it was composed in 1971 when, of course, we were going through so much political turmoil in our society as we are now. And I think that he uses the idea of a mass as an allegory for a lack of faith in society itself.
And this piece was actually initially composed for Jackie Kennedy, correct?
That's right, yes. So this was the first piece at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. It was the inaugural performance there, and it was commissioned by Jackie Kennedy in honor of her late husband.
And I also read that it hasn't been performed here in Grand Rapids in 30 years. Why is that the case?
Well, a few reasons. One is that it's quite controversial because it asks these deeply uncomfortable questions that especially a community as religious as West Michigan is, I would say, not necessarily so accustomed to asking. So that's part of it. The other part is just that it takes sort of an insane group of people to pull something like this off because of all the various performing forces that are required, and also because the music is extremely difficult. I remember I was talking to another musician in town who works in classical music in Grand Rapids, asking her if she had some parts that I was able to borrow for this in her library. And she said, oh, we don't have anything like this. It's way too controversial for our organization to pull off. So the last time it was performed was actually at Fountain Street exactly 30 mm-hmm. years ago in 94. It was a, I would say, smaller production then with many cuts, but we're doing the full thing.
Do you feel insane putting this on?
Yes, I do. And actually, my students have been remarking lately that I have been going more and more insane each class teaching this piece. It has absolutely absorbed my life the past few months, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
So it's difficult then to put this on. What kind of, are you surprised by the local talent that you were able to gather for this?
I mean, in a sense, I'm always surprised and just impressed and extremely grateful that we have so many people who are willing to give up their time to perform something like this. In another sense, I'm not surprised at all because I've been living here since 2020 and in Kalamazoo before that since 2017. I'm really aware of the vibrant arts culture that exists here in West Michigan. I conducted at the opera for the past few years, so I have great rapport with many of the singers in town, many of whom are participating in this work. So I'm not necessarily surprised. If anything, it's just an affirmation of what a great community that we have here in the art scene.
Is it unique that there is such a collaboration to put this together?
Yes. Usually the oratorio at Fountain Street is sort of this, I guess, freestanding event that usually just involves Fountain Streeters as well as other community members who come together in the choir and then maybe a small orchestra. But this is unique in the scope. It's the largest thing that the church has done in its history, actually.
And I want to make sure that I'm reminding people of when this is so that they can get tickets.
So there are actually no tickets.
No tickets.
No tickets. You just show up the night of. We will be accepting a free will offering if you'd like to donate. But the performance is Saturday, April 27th, 7:30 p.m. at Fountain Street Church, 24 Fountain Street Northeast in Grand Rapids. There's a pre-concert talk at 6:30 p.m. And if you don't know this already, the traffic and parking situation downtown is an absolute disaster. You cannot turn onto Fountain Street from Division, so make sure to build in at least 15 extra minutes to your commute to figure out how to get there and the parking.
And parking and walking, of course. So tell us about this pre-talk. What can people expect from that?
Oh, okay. So Cindy Camp, who is a Fountain Streeter and also is affiliated with Aquinas College, will be facilitating the talk. So it made perfect sense to choose her. I'll be talking, as well as our director of the show, Rachel Gates, whom I haven't mentioned yet, but she's the one doing the blocking for one of the ensembles and is just responsible for the look of the show overall. She and I will basically just have a question and answer session with Cindy, where audience members who'd like to attend will get to know more about the show itself, as well as this particular production and our angle on it.
Yeah, I'm guessing for folks who maybe even are unfamiliar with this type of theater piece, they could really benefit from that, getting that insight ahead of time, I'm guessing.
I'd say so, yeah. Like I said, this piece is unique in the classical music genre, and you're not going to be expecting what you're going to see that night.
Yeah. So tell me more about Rachel Gates.
Sure. So Rachel is a professor at Grand Valley. She teaches voice there. She lives in Lansing. She has one of the preeminent books on vocal health out there in the field right now. So she is just an excellent artist all around. And if I'm the conductor of the show, she's the director.
Wonderful.
So I'm conducting the music. I'm responsible for the sound of the show. And she's responsible for the look of the show. And so we sort of split those responsibilities 50-50.
So we are getting close to the end of time, but I want to make sure that we have an opportunity for you to let people know. Are you looking for donations or volunteers or any other help or support to put this event on?
Yeah, we're not looking for volunteers at this point, but we're absolutely looking for donations. Like I said, this is the biggest show that Fountain Street has ever produced, and it's the most expensive show that Fountain Street has ever produced.
For free.
For free. We're so dedicated to making sure that this performance is free for the community. It always has been, and it always will be, but we're super grateful to be surrounded by a community of people who are very supportive of the arts, so people are absolutely able to donate ahead of time online. That's fountainstreet.org. This is, like I said at the beginning, technically, or maybe I didn't say this at the beginning, but it is a memorial concert. Historically speaking, the oratorio choir gathers for a memorial concert where loved ones can be memorialized in the program. So if you donate ahead of time, you're able to fill out a form and actually have your loved ones memorialized in the program. Otherwise, you're also welcome to donate the night of.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about before we get off?
I think that just about covers it. But the most important thing to remember is that it is Saturday, April 27th, 7:30 p.m. Get there early because the parking will be awful and we're expecting a big crowd.
And get there by 6:30 if you want to hear for...
6:30 for the pre-concert talk. You got it.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Austin. Thank you for being on our show today and looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. To listen to any of the previous episodes of Community Connection, you can find us on Spotify. Make sure to follow along and hit that notification bell to make sure that you don't miss any other episodes. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that is our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on 88.1 FM WYCE.